Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Matos Maaseh, today Rosh Chodesh Av. It's interesting that the only yard site mentioned in all of the Torah, and to the best of my knowledge, all of Tanakh, is the yard site of Aaron HaKohen on Rosh Chodesh Av, which is mentioned in Parshas Maaseh during the details of the traveling of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. What makes it even more interesting is that Aaron actually passed away in Parshas Chukas, where the story of his petira and burial is mentioned. And so for some reason, the Torah here in Parshas Maaseh sees fit to repeat his passing and to add the date of his yahrzeit, Rosh Chodesh Av. Perhaps it is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that in the future, Parshas Matos Maaseh would come out on Rosh Chodesh Av, the time that we mourn for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's the midas of Aaron HaKohen, Ayev Shalom, Reidev Shalom, which we have to try to excel in during this time of the year especially. Let me share with you a few thoughts on this week's parasha. In the beginning of Parashas Matos, the Ramban has a machlokes with Rashi. The Ramban and Rashi regarding a comment that Rashi makes b'nogea to Nidorim. Rashi says, "Afilu nishba sheyechol neveilos, ani kari alav kolayetim mitiv yaseh." I would think that if one swears that he's going to eat neveila, that he has to do it. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Leso isa." In the Ramban's Girsa, Rashi said the following: "Yochol afilu nodar sheyechol neveilos." By the word neder, which is more appropriate. The pasuk says, Ishki Yidar Neder. And the Dibra Lafa of Rashi is Neder. And therefore, the Ramban had a girsa in Rashi, that Rashi said, one will make a neder to eat Nevela. I would think he should keep that neder, and he's permitted to eat Nevela. Kamash Malan. And here, the Ramban makes a statement, which is the Shita of most Rishayim. The Ramban says that the fundamental difference between a neder and a shvua, both of which refer to an oath. What's the difference between the word neder and shvua? Shvua is an oath that has to do with a person's actions. Someone swears, I will go someplace, I will do something. That is called a shvua. A neder is an isachetza. It's an oath which is taken in regard to a specific item. If someone says, I will derive no benefit from this item, that is called a neder. So that neder is an oath regarding an individual item, and shavua is an oath regarding an action. And here the Ramban comments that Rashi, as the Ramban had it, who talks about a neder to eat nevela, a neder to eat non-kosher meat, says the Ramban, that's not chal. If somebody says, I make a neder to eat neveila, that's not chal at all. Why? Because a neder cannot be chal, cannot take place regarding an action. The Ran, in the Sefer Nedarim on Beis Amud Beis, brings that this is a machlokes Yishayim. Most Yishayim hold like the Ramban here in Chumash, that if someone makes a shvua in the language of a neder, it is not chal. And interestingly, the Ran brings that the one who holds it is Karl is the Ramban, which would be a contradiction to our Ramban. A number of years ago, I had an interesting phone call from a young man. This young man, Yeshiva Bacher, had picked up the habit of smoking here in Eretz Yisrael. He came back to America, and he was committed to quit. Rosh Chodesh Elul, he swore that he would not smoke a cigarette from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. He called me and told me sometime in the middle of the month of Elul that he knew he could not keep this up. He's going crazy. He wanted to be Matir Neder, to make Hataras Nedarim. Well, first they told him Hataras Nedarim cannot take place on the phone. You have to go to a Rav in person. But besides that, I told him it's not so simple that one can be matir and neder. The halacha is, you cannot be matir and neder if someone swears to do something which is a mitzvah. Not only it's a mitzvah to quit smoking, it's not so simple that one can be matir and neder. And then I asked him, what did you say? That I said, I make a neder that I will quit smoking. Or I make a neder that I won't take a cigarette again. At that moment, it clicked in my mind that according to Masri Shainim, this was not an oath in the first place. He said, I make a neder never to smoke again. A neder is only when one prohibits a specific item. If someone says, I will not do an action, it is not halal. In his case, since it is an issue of dispute, we were not in neder. We were mitzaref an idea that smoking one cigarette is itself not an issur, and therefore being not in neder, in that case, could be permitted. With the sniff, with the idea that if someone says I make a neder to do or not to do a certain action, the Ramban in our parasha says it's not chal, we felt that there was enough to rely on. At any rate, this is the yesod, which is the Ramban in our parasha, and not Rashi. Strangely enough, our Gersa in Rashi is that the word Shavua says in our Rashi, and the Ran's Gersa in the Ramban was the reverse. So that if you read the Ramban, you see the Machlekes one way. If you look at the Ran, you see it the other way. But at any rate, I'm coming to tell you the aside. Let's move on to a second fascinating topic in Parshas Matos. At the end of Parshas Matos, we have the fact that cities were conquered in Eber HaYarden by the Shevet of Reuven. And there's a list of cities. And then it says that Nevoi des Baal Ma'ayin Musabai Shem. List the city of Nevoi and Baal Ma'ayin Musabai Shem, whose names were changed. Rashi says, why were their names changed? Because Nevoi u Baal Ma'ayin Shmois Avay Dezarehim. The names of Avay Dezareh. And therefore the Jews did not want to call the names of the city Nevoi and Baal Ma'ayin, and they changed the name. Ramban is a kasher. The Ramban says, how could that be? Why would the pasuk mention the old name? If they changed the name, just tell me the new name, the non-Avay Dezareh name. And to this, the Maharal answers. He says that when a city has a name and you create a new name, it does not necessarily cause the first name to be forgotten. People will refer to the city by both names. Brooklyn is Brooklyn, but everyone knows that it's also the county of Kings. Two names. What the Jews did was to corrupt the name. They took the name Nevoi and Baal Ma'ayin and corrupted it, much in the way that Jews for generations have referred to the Savior, the God of the Catholic religion, as Yashka, or Yashka Katandrik, which was the old Hasidic name for this man. In that way, they corrupted the name. So the Maharal, so the pasuk brings the original name and tells us that Jews corrupted it. They may have called it in one form or another form or a third form, but either way, they corrupted the name. This is what the Maharal says. Based on this Rashi Ramban Maharal, I can refer back to an old mystery. The city of Yerichai, which is mentioned in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, is mentioned numerous times in Chumash, but it's called Yerechai, Eva Le'yardein, Yerechai, at the end of Parshas Chukas. When Zaysabracha, Vayal, Maisha, Me'arvay, Smaya, Valar, Nevoi, Maisha, Pisca, Asher, Pnei, Yerechai. So that's strange that in the Chumash, the city is called Yerechai, with a Tzeri under the Reish, and in Sefer Yeshua, it's referred to as Yerichai, with a Felix under the name. I would suggest, maybe, Yerichai was a city which was very steeped in idol worship, in worshiping the moon. Yerayach is the moon. And thus the name Yerichai. When Yeshua came, he corrupted the name, as the Maharal says. And therefore, the name of the city became Yerichai. And this is at least my suggestion and understanding of that change. This year, when I was learning Shmuel Aleph, I found that in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud, it refers to the city again as Yerechai, back to the original name. Shavu b'Yerechai et asher yitzvazakamchem. People are sent to the city of Yerechai because their beards had been shaven, half shaken off, by non-Jewish enemies. and they were embarrassed, so go live in your Eichai, don't live there. And Rashi Yitzchak can't come until you'd be brought back. Mystery of mysteries, in the Chumash, it's your Eichai, in Yeshua, it's your Eichai. The Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yod, it goes back to your Eichai. I looked at the Maral again. The Maral, yes. Why does it say that Reuven called the name of the city Musab HaShem? He changed the name. The Jews on the whole captured these cities. Jews should have changed the name. The Maral answers that as long as the cities were destroyed and desolate, you could call it by the Avodah Zarah name. If there was an embarrassment to the Avodah Zarah that the city named after it is a destroyed, desolate city, it was only after Reuven came and rebuilt it that the name was corrupted, the name was changed. Beautiful. We take the Maral now a second time and go back to Navi. Shmuel Aleph Perek Yod, the city had already been destroyed. Now there's nothing wrong with going back to Yerechai, to the old name. But beautifully, this Maral fits into Pesukim Inach. So we have something from the beginning of the Parsha of Parshas Matos relating to a Shaila in Hilchos Nedarim. Then at the end, relating to a Shaila in Limud HaTanakh. Then let us end with a third part, which has a must to it as well. The parasha begins, Zeh HaDohar Ashet Tziva Hashem. These are the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded, and it has the parasha of Nedarim. Zeh HaDohar, Rashi says that all the Deen said Nevuah with an expression of Koy Omar Hashem, a less precise connotation. So said God. Moisef Aleiha Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had something added. He said, Zeh HaDavar, precise, Zeh, this is the word of God. That Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was greater than the Nevuah of other Nevi'im, who used the language of Koyama Hashem, a less precise word. The kasha is, why do we wait to the end of Sefer Bamidbar to teach us this, Zeh HaDavar Shetziva Hashem? But Moshe Rabbeinu came in the first place. We should have said so. It's so beautiful, Paris. The Moshe Rabbeinu said Nevuah, or any Navi said Nevuah, he's trusted that these are the words of God. Here in Parshas Nedarim, we learn a Chiddush, that a human being could, through his own words, create an Issur. That a human being could make a Neder to forbid an item upon himself, or Shavua to forbid an action, and it becomes an Issur Dairaisa. A human being could create an Issur. Then we would have a Hadamina, that perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu had license to hear any sort of his own, to say words of, in the name of God, which are Koyama Hashem, which are the basic theme of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words, but perhaps he's adding some idea, some concept on his own. And that becomes Torah, because the mouth has the ability to create his words. To take away from this thought, this Hadamina, here it says, Zeh HaDavar Asher Tziva Hashem. Here, be precise. These are the thoughts of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the beginning of the parasha. It's a tremendous lesson about the power of words, the power of dibur. Words are what separate human beings from animals. The ruach mimalala, the spirit of words. And certainly, we learned the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. We learned many incidents that have to do with words doing harm. And this is a time, Mishkei Deshav, of seriousness and being careful with the words we say. Realize that of the 36 books in the that have Gemara and Shas Bavli, at least four of them, the Darim Shulis, Erech and Anavia, four out of 36, that's a ninth of them, deal primarily with the Surim that are caused by the spoken word. That is the power of the spoken word. Let me end with a kasha. In order to tell you this kasha, I have to tell you a Ramban. This is a big Ramban day. Already two of the three things I told you have been Machlokes in Ramban and Rashi. My question for this week's parsha, though, is what appears to me to be a stira, a contradiction between a Ramban in our parsha and a Ramban back in the parsha. But first, let me tell you the Shemaka Ramban on the parsha. In the parsha, Russia we have the Muhammad with Midian and the booty that the people collect. In Paraklamet Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Beis, the Pasuk tells us about the booty that they have taken back, the amount of sheep, the amount of cattle, etc. Then it says it was divided, and each of the groups in Klal Yisrael that took a portion gave from their portion a portion to the Mishkan. The Pasuk does not leave alone the original numbers. It repeats them. For example, they captured 61,000 donkeys. The Pasuk goes through the numbers. 61,000 donkeys, so this half got 30,500. The other half got 30,500. And then, when they gave a portion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was this and this many donkeys. Why? It's enough for it to say once what they got. And then say, they got half and they got half. Leave the math to us. It makes the parsha so much longer. Why go through the numbers? Dr. Ramban, beautifully, he says it wants to tell us the Chesed Hashem. Counting up thousands, tens of thousands, in the case of hundreds of thousands of animals, and dividing it takes a very long time. During this entire period of time, no animal died. Every animal, if there were 61,000 donkeys and 72,000 cattle and over 600,000 sheep, none of them died during the time of the division. That's why the numbers are mentioned twice. Beautiful Ramban. What could be wrong with it? There's Ramban, the Parshas Kisisa. Ramban talks about the counting of the Jews. And he asks why the counting of the Jews in Kisisa is exactly the same as the counting of the Jews, that is the number of Jews counted in Parshas Bamidbar. It was many months later. Could it be that the number was exactly the same? And Ramban says that in the interim, some people had died, and others had been born. Or to be more precise, some people had passed the age of 60, and some people had come to the age of 20. Some people had died, and others entered the counting group. And coincidentally, the number was the same. That's the Ramban and Kisisa. If so, I don't understand this Ramban. The Ramban and Kisisa tells us that when the numbers are the same, it means that those that were deducted and those that were added are equal. Here too, if there were 61,000 donkeys, and later when it came time to divide, there were still 61,000 donkeys. We don't know that no donkey died. It could be that some donkeys died and some donkeys were born. These two Rambans deal with an identical concept. The concept of the numbers being precise in two countings and have opposite attitudes towards it. And this seems to be something of a difficulty. For this Kasha, I will leave you. It's Hashem. We start the 9 days with the hope that observing the 9 days, healing the Aveilus of the Beis HaMikdash, the Aveilus of Yerushalayim, which is all the much greater with the passing yesterday of the Gadol HaDar, of Yashiv, to feel the Aveilus should bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closer to our dreams of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Diaz Dayal Tzedek. A good Shabbos, a good Chodesh to all.